are learning Mesechtes Tainis Dav Chav Zayin Amon Beis, and we are beginning Chav Zayin Alef on the bottom, two lines on the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Abba Mesmaros Olum Nagoyla. When Ezra brought Klai Yisrael back up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to build a base of Mikdash, not everyone wanted to come. They were in the Makom Torah in Bavel, and they wanted to stay in Bavel. And a lot of the families stayed in Bavel. Only four families of Kahanim went up. Only four Mishmaris went up. Tana Rabbanan, Abba Mishmaris, Olam HaGoylev, Elohein, Yedaya, Charim, Pashchar, Ve'emer. Only these four families went up. Now remember, there's 24 Mishmaris. Now you only have four. So what did they do? Omdu Nevi'im Shevinehim. The Nevi'im between them, what they did was, V'cholkum, they split them up. They split up, they took the family of Yedaya, split up to six. Took the family of Emer, split up to six. All those four families split into six, now you have 24. And they made them 24 and they wrote the names down, new names. Yadaya and then Yadaya Aleph, Yadaya Beis, you know, different names. They mixed them up, put their raffle tickets into a basket. He picked out the first thing and actually said his name. And the other five from his family, six. And they were the first six Mishmaros to do Avodah in the Beis Mikdash. Then Bacharim, Shesh. Then Charam came and picked out his chalik and the next five of his family. All the Derech Neis. He's picking out his cards and that mamash his family. V'chein Pashkar, v'chein Emar. V'chein Histu, Nevi'im Shemneim. And the Nevi'im made a Tanai, a condition afterwards. Shafilu, even if Yehoyarov shows up, Yehoyarov was the first of the Mishmaris in the old days. He was number one. Not Yedaya, Yehoyarov was the first. He stayed in Babel. So even if he would come up now, Rosh Mishmaris, he's the head of Mishmaris, he would come up now. Yedaya would not lose his place as being first. We would place him in the sixth one of Yedaya. Yedaya, remember, six families. Number six of Yedaya would turn to Yehoyarov, and Yedaya would turn back into five. Like Rashi says, we don't want to be Moisev on Mishmaris. So if Yehoyarov shows up, we would knock out the last one of the six of Yedaya and put him in. El Yedaya Iker, Yehoyarov Tavala, Yehoyarov would be toughful to Yedaya's family, and he would be number six. Even if it comes up. What?
That's
going to be. No, maybe everyone's going to want to come. Wait, all Mishmaris will come up. Who's the only four going to come up?
No, they're all going to come, but that's
why.
But it's saying here that.
Yeah.
Because they don't
want to
go up.
Wouldn't know, right? You're like, yeah, when Mashiach comes, why should it happen? Yeah. Yisrael Shabbat Mishmar, Miskansim Ba'arehim, Vikarim Mais Abrasius. It says in the Mishnah that the Israelim who are part of that Maimid just gathered in the cities and they leaned in Mais Abrasius. They leaned in the beginning of Parashas Abrasius. That is what they leaned, like we said in the Mishnah, we spoke about it in the Mishnah. Now, the truth is, it's a big shaila if the Yisraelim who were in Yerushalayim, did they lane or not? So the Rambam says clearly that not only the Yisraelim who were in the cities, Ma'amadus, they laned, even the Ma'amadus in Yerushalayim laned as well, Ma'aseh Bereishis. Rashi in the Mishnah's Mashma, only the Klai Yisrael, the Ma'amadus of Chutzlar, or whatever Achazos, of the Arayim, Chutz Yerushalayim, only they laned. Bakaponim, they lane the Ma'aseh Bereishis, beginning of Parashas Bereishis. Not really. How do you know? Why do you lane Parashas Bereishis of all parashas? Why do you lane this? Every day they had three aliyahs in Parashas Bereishis, like we said. The first day was the creation of Yom Risha and Yom Sheni. Yom Shishi, we'll talk about it a little more. But first, what's the makar? What's the reason? What's the reason why we lane Parashas Bereishis, the days of creation? Omri Yaakov Acham, Rav Asi, the reason is like this. El Moli Ma'amadois, learn Skyrish by Varis. If not for Ma'amadois, the world would not be able to stay up. Why not? Shdema. And the reason is like they'll say it outside first, is that the whole world is only created and only sustained b'schus Klai Yisrael. Now, if Klai Yisrael does averus, they're going to be chayiv kliya, they're going to be chayiv to be destroyed. What saves Klai Yisrael? Kabbonis. So we need the kabbonis in order to save Klai Yisrael, and in turn, that sustains the world. So the truth is, when we dam for kabbonis, we are sustaining the world, because we're mechapra for ourselves, and then we have the world. Shenam says in the pasuk, "Vayema Hashem alikim v'mo eda kerishana." And pasuk in the pasuk is that Hashem, that Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, "Give me a raya, show me a simon that we're gonna be Yerush Eretz Yisrael." But the Gemara explains there's more to that. I'm Avraham, Rebbeinu Shalom. Shem Yisrael choytum fenecha. Maybe Klai Yisrael will do averus. After Oislam k'dar ma'ab k'dar flaga, and you'll destroy them like k'dar ma'ab k'dar flaga. How do we know? What's chus? Are we gonna still be alive and still be around to get our soul? Amalei, love, I'm not going to do that for you. I'm not going to destroy you like the Ramah with the Aflago. So how does that happen? How do I make sure not to get destroyed? Amalei, Kicholi Eglo Mishaleshas, Ve'ez Mishaleshas, Ve'chulu. It says all about the Kabbalah. It's all from Rav Shloim. So Hashem answered with Kabbalah is the way you will make sure you're not going to be destroyed like the Dor HaMabul. So Amalei Fana Rabbeinu, so Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shloim, Teinech Bezman Shemesh Kayim. That's good when the Bezman Shemesh Kayim. Bezman Shemesh Mikdash Kayim, what do you do? Ma'atehe Aleim. What are you going to do then? Amaloi, Kvarte Kantilem, say the Kabbalah. Everybody from the Sakin, say the Kabbalah. Bezman Shekirim Bam, when they learn through the say the Kabbalah, Lefanai, Maila, and Yaleim, Kilo Kriva, Lefanai. Vani Moichalem, and Kalvanai, and Moichal, all the Avinus. It's unbelievable. Sometimes you come to a Gemara, your mamash get a first Gemara with a skula. It's not going like to these places. Here, mamash, you learn the parashah Kabbalah to get the kapara. Unbelievable. It's mamash a Gemara. You learn parashah Kabbalah. You should put up, you know, a new, like, you know, send out a big message, a blitz. Say parashah Kabbalah today. All kaparas. It's a Gemara. Kapara Kabbalah is mamash. You say parashah of Kabbalah.
But you said learn.
Right, so that's why I throw it. It says Kairin is reading it. In the Mishabruah, it says that when you have to know what you're saying. That's what Mishabruah says. Not enough just to say. And it actually says, and also in Halacha, that when you say Parash Kutayr, you should say with the Nigin of learning. It means down maybe from Maril or someone, one of our Shindim, that when you say it, you should say the Nigin of learning. So, therefore, I can't guarantee that the Kapara will be just by reading it. You have to at least know what you're saying.
Know
the meaning, the words. Yeah, know what you're saying. You know, that's all. It's not a big deal. A very easy tight usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you don't get a share. No, you just have to know what you're saying. You just have to know what you're saying. Not enough to read it. Like certain things, that's enough just reading it. Yaitza. But this, it could be not yaitza. You don't get the skula. You could be don't get without knowing what you're saying. This is mashvan and halacha. This gemara says kairin actually. So this gemara would sound even just reading would be enough. Tana Rabbanan, Anshei Mishmar Hoyu Mispal Makarban Achem Shiskava Veratzoin, VaAnshei Mai Miskansel Beis Haknesses. What do those two things mean? So, Fi Rashi Shitasa means like this: Anshei Mishmar mean the Maimodos that were found in Yerushalayim. That's Anshei Mishmar mean. So, Anshei Mishmar in Yerushalayim, they daven on the carbon that's Shiskava Veratzoin. The Anshei Maimid that were out of Yerushalayim, they were in the cities, they go into the shul, the Yoshvin Dalad Tainis, they fast four Tainis, and Vesheni Beshabbos on Monday, Veshlishi on Tuesday, Revi on Wednesday, and Chavishi. So besides for laning, in the Yoros all around, they fast. And again, here it's Mashma, the whole way Rashi learns the Gemara, that they dafka fast in the Chutz Yerushalayim. But in Yerushalayim, you don't fast. And Rashi, the Mishnah, like that. Also, the Rambam again argues, he holds even the people in Yerushalayim also fasted. He says, Klar, in Perek, in Kli Mikdash, Perek Vav, Allah Gimel, Klar, that everyone fasted, all of my mothers fasted. But according to the way we have a Gemara, it says, Anshei Mishmar, which is the Israelim who stood on the Kabbanas, they davened for the Kabbanas. Anshei Maimid, they went to the Shul and they fasted. Now, why do you fast these 4 days? So it's not only for the Kabbanas, it's for different things that could happen to Klai Yisrael that you're fasting for. B'sheni al yardei hayam. On Monday they daven for the yardei hayam, and it corresponds to the laning of that day. The laning of that day is the second day of creation, which is the pasuk says that yehi rekia bein amayim lamayim. So it's really when Hashem solidified the water. It says yehi rekia b'seich hamayim yehi mavdo b'mayim lamayim. That's lashon of the second day. So on Monday they fast connected the yardei hayam. V'shlishi on the third day, on Tuesday, al hochem et baris, because that's the day that it says you kavu mayim tachas hashemayim al makom echad v'siroha yabasha. That's when the land was created, and therefore you daven for the hochem et baris. For the hochem et baris, Ravi, you daven al askaros atipal tenaikas. You daven for a certain sickness called askara that the tenaikas shouldn't fall on tenaikas this sickness, because in the pasuk it says yehi ma'oris berakia, and we darshin from the word yehi ma'oris. Rashi brings down a chumash ready ma'oris lashon of a curse. Rashi's chasa vav ksiv al shuz yoy ma'ora lipel askara b'tenaikas. So that's why he died on tenaikas for an askara for tenaikas on the fourth day on Wednesday. B'chamishi in the fifth day al ubarais umenikas. He died for the pregnant ladies and the nursing ladies. Ubarais lo yapilu. They shouldn't have a miscarriage. Menikas shinokas v'neim. They should be able to have enough milk to nurse their children. Because that day on the fifth day it says in the pasuk yishutzu hamayim sheres nefesh chaya. It's a day of procreation. Then. Now that's the four fasts. Now, why don't you fast on the Erev Shabbos? The Mashal speaks out. You would have found something to fast on the other days also. The Mashal asks, we only have these four things. These four things actually correspond to the four things in Hoidu. So he says, what else would you fast for? He says, you would have found something else to fast from for. So why don't you fast on the Erev Shabbos? Well, Erev Shabbos, Lohim is Anim. And they covered Shabbos. Because they covered Shabbos. And Kalachem is Shabbos, Atzma, you don't fast because it's Shabbos. But Echab is Shabbos, my time, Eloi. Why don't you fast on Sunday? Am Rav Yechanan Pnei HaNoitzrim. Because the Noitzrim are what we call the Catholics, the Christians, that they have Sunday as a holiday, therefore we don't fast on a Sunday. Shalos, why not? Shalos, what Shaychus? Why not? Very good. Shai, why not? So Rasha says, he bevarns a pshat. He says, don't say that pshat. He says, don't say the pshat is because they will be upset at you for not participating in the holiday by fasting. Imagine fasting that holiday. He says, it's not pshat because here we're talking about the time of the Beis Mikdash when the Yisrael with Akifa, they were in charge. They didn't have to worry about that. So he says, mashallah, the opposite pshat. That when someone fasts, the derech is, you don't work. When you fast, you can't work. So if they're fasting, they're not going to be able to work. And people are going to think you're not working good Sunday. So that's a problem. Vice versa for me, you have to work on Sunday. I'm just saying what it says in the Gemara. I can follow Feed Mashal at least. So Mashal says that if you're fast, you're not going to work. So therefore, it's going to look like you're doing like the Noitzim. That's the pshat. Yeah. It's only the Noitzim that people don't work today, 100%. Rav Shmuel Rachmeni Omar, we're playing Shu Shlishi Liyatsira. This is a very interesting pshat. It says, because Shlishi Liyatsira, you know, the third day is always like when someone has a Mila, the third day is more pain. So when was other nation created? On Friday. So on Sunday, every Sunday, we're like the third day of creation, and we're Shvacha on Sunday. Because it's Shlishi Liyatsira. That's a
Marid. That makes sense over Sunday morning.
What?
That wouldn't make sense Sunday morning.
Yeah. Right, Sunday morning, yeah. It's Mam Shlishi Liyatsira. It's unbelievable. Rosh Lakish Amar playing the Shami Yaseira. This might be the chat for you. Shami Yaseira. Shami Yaseira. I'm Rosh Lakish. Shami Yaseira. Nitna about all the Arab Shabbos. For much of Noitlam Menu. On Shabbos, you're on a high. You have the Shami Yaseira. Much of Shabbos taken away from you. Shnevah Shabbos Vay Nafesh. We darsh and keeping Shabbos Vay of the Nefesh. And since a person is not in the best of moods on Sunday, he lost his Shami Yaseira, he's Shvacher, he's weaker, and he can't fast that day. And therefore, that's another pshat. Three pshat away can't pass on Sunday. Either play Noitzrim, or because Shlishi Yitzira, or because he lost his Shalom Yisera. Actually, in the parentheses of the Mishnah, gives a fourth reason. He says, after eating so much, Mishnah says, after eating so much on Shabbos, in the Soma Unig, then on Sunday, you go cold turkey the other way, it's not healthy. That's another pshat that's in the Mishnah, which we're not gurus, because you see from our Gemara's other reasons. So, Dr. Maravite says, Vyem Rishon Bereshis Virakia. Now we're going to talk about how you fit this into three aliyahs. Now the first aliyah, which is Bereshis, is 5 psukim. The second day is 3 psukim. The third day is 5 psukim. The fourth day is actually 6 psukim. Well, let's see how this all works out. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Bereshis b'shnayim. We lay in Bereshis with 2 aliyahs, even though it's 5 psukim. We'll see in a second how. And Yehirikia Be'echa. It means on the Sunday, what are you laying? You're laying 2 aliyahs in Bereshis, and then you go to the second day. You can't go, you never go to Yom Shlishi. You only go one day ahead, like we do on Hanukkah and on Chol HaMoed. Go one day ahead, that still has Shaychus to today. So, but Yom Rishon, you're laying 2 aliyahs in the first parasha, which are 5 psukim, and then the second parasha is another aliyah. Dr. Gemara, Vishlam Yehirikia, Geshmak, Be'echa, plus a psukim, have 3 psukim. El Bereshis, B'shnayim, how do you do that? Hey, psukim have him. It's 5 psukim. And Vitanya, we looked at Brisa. Kairi v'tayru. Someone lays in the Torah. Yifchis begin psukim. You have less than 3 psukim. So what do you do? How do you lay in 5 psukim with 2 aliyahs? So it's machlekes. What you do? Rava madoylik, which means you chaz over the pasuk. You lay in Bereshis, Bara lekim shami v'aretz, v'aretz v'sayavo, v'yom lekim yar, and you stop. Then you go next day. You go again. V'yom lekim yar, v'yar lekim v'yikur lekim chayshach. That's what you do. You do it over like we do on Rosh Chodesh. We actually do this on Rosh Chodesh. Meshmula ma paisik. Shmuel says, no, you stop in the middle of the pasuk. That pasuk, v'yem lekim yi ar, v'yar, you said, v'yem lekim yi ar, and the next one starts, v'yi ar, v'yar, and goes v'yta. So they do two, each one does 2.5 psukim. V'rav do amadelik, my time lama paisik, why don't you say like Shmuel, that you stop in the middle? Because so v'yol, it's called psukah le paske, moisha anah le paskin le. Any pasuk that moisha is not split in half, we don't split in half. But Shmuel ama, paisik, Shmuel says, you do split in half. Do you split a pasuk in half? But Amar Rav Chanina Kara, Rav Chanina, the Chayd the Rebbe who taught everyone how to read, Rav Chanina Kara, they called him. He says, "Tsar Gadol Hayali." I had to work very hard for a certain heter. Tsar Gadol Hayali Eitzel Rav Chanina Gadol. Vayhuteli Lifsoik Al Tnegus Veis Rabam Hovus Lamed Asuyin. He had his children, his kids in his class. They could learn a whole pasuk at once. So he said he went up to Rav Chanina. I need a heter to split the pasuk in half. And he said, no, nothing doing. He came back the next day, he said, I can't, my kids are not learning. And he said, no. After 3 weeks of driving crazy, he said, no, okay, you can do it. And you're doing this like a laning, a split in half? What's going on over here? You see, we need a tzar god to get a hat. So what's Shmuel answer to this? Shmuel says, Pasha, Shmuel, how's my time? What's the problem with the why you let them split it in half? Why about the children let them split it in half? My mission is Lo Yafshar. It's not possible any other way. Hachan Nami, here also, about my mother's Lo Yafshar. And that is why we allow them to split it in half. But Shmuel, Paisik, my time, Lomit Dalek, why didn't say Dalek? And for the Gemara, the reason is, Xerushim HaMachnosim, Xerushim HaYotzim. This is my Dalek that I'm Sechtas Vagila. This is Xerushim HaMachnosim is Yotzim. What does that mean? If you lame three psukim and you stop there, the people who leave now, they're going to think that the next Ali only has two psukim, because only two psukim left. That'll have to be the chazer over. And the same thing, the opposite. Someone who walks in and sees he's starting from the third pasuk, they'll say, oh, the first Ali only had two psukim. And they think only allowed the two psukim. So, gzeirush mechnasim yaitzim, you're not doilig. You always start, just you have to always do it exact. Never doilig. That's what he holds. Right, yeah. It's a chidush mechnasim yaitzim. You see, there it says, even then, we cared about everyone. We were non-judgmental. Zokta the Gemara Vayta from Nasa Kasha from a Mishnah Megillah. Meisvei Parasha Shisha Psukim Karnais of Vishnayim. Nasa Kasha both on Rav and Shmuel. It says we have a parasha of six Psukim. You read it to. It's not talking about any special day. It's a regular laning. You should not Parasha Shisha Psukim Karnais of Vishnayim. You could do two aliyahs. Why? Because three and three. Vashal Chamisha. If it's five psukim, so then harisha in kare, I'm skipping the present purpose, harisha in kare gimel, hasheni kare v'shnayim parasha zu, v'acham parasha charis, two from this parasha, one from the next parasha. V'yesher in gimel, some say you should at least do gimel for the next parasha, because you haskir in parasha pachas v'shnayim psukim, you don't start a parasha less than three psukim, because people are going to think you only read one pasuk. V'akapana, what do you see in this brisa, in this mishnah, or brisa, that you see from here, that you don't chazer over or stop in the middle of a pasuk. What you do is you just go to the pasuk the next parasha. So why don't you do what Rav and Shmuel said? Mandei medayelig lidalik. Say over the pasuk. Mandei medayelig lifsik. Split the pasuk in half. And the Gemara Shani Hasam is the Ravcha. There you have a choice to do the next pasuk. Mashenkin here you can't do that. But in my mother's, as we said, you only can lay in the first day and the second day. So if you lay in the first days of five, the second day is three, altogether eight psukim, you gotta do something. There's no eights that go into Yom HaShlishi. You can't go into Yom HaShlishi. So therefore, you have no choice. You have to do Doilig or Paisik. Now, shaking that, so my regular parasha, laying parashas Ve'yigash. So there, you have room. So therefore, you go to the next pasuk. Therefore, you do go to the next pasuk. But you do see from this Mishnah or Brisa that not worry about Nechnasim and Yaitzim so much, because you see the first one lanes three, and you don't. If someone leaves, then they think the next one's only two psukim. You're not worried about that when you have an Eitzah here of reading the next parasha upon him. That we answer is that. So what did the Rishonim already say? The Rav and Shmuel who say these two Eitzahs of Doilig and Pasuk is only when it's Efsher. They agree that's not the best idea. Only when it's Efsher, you do Doilig or Pasuk.